bastions and bulwarks. Following a visit to Marsala by Charles V in the first half of the 16th century, it was decreed that numerous fortifications should be built to defend the city from attacks by pirates and Moors based in Tunis. Pietro Prado was appointed to carry out the works. The pentagonal bastions with slightly sloping walls and the perimeter walls that marked the city boundaries required a substantial investment of funds and labour. The Sant'Antonio bastion originally stood where Via Alagna is today, but it was almost totally destroyed in 1662. The Bottino bastion, already partly damaged, was totally demolished in the 1950s to make room for new buildings. The San Francesco bastion, which is in the best state of conservation, stands beside today's Villa Cavallotti City Park. Here you can see four icons from Porta Mazzara, reproducing the old coats of arms of the city and of the Bourbons. Visiting the site is also a good way of taking a walk through the park of the villa. The San Giacomo bastion was partly destroyed in the early 20th century to make room for the city's new road network. The bulwarks were located by the old city gates. The only surviving structure is the Velasco bulwark, which once stood near the Porta di Mare, the sea gate, and is named after Bernardino Velasco, who was appointed to carry out the construction works. This bulwark has been recently restored and is an excellent spot from which to get a beautiful view of the city. The castle, located in the square by the same name, probably has Norman origins. It has a square plan with towers at the corners and a cylindrical tower that looks out onto the moat. In 1818, the city municipality bought the castle and used it as a prison, a function which it still serves today. Through the centuries, the structure of the castle has undergone substantial alterations.